Yo.
Yo. All right. Jerry Jones, you know him? He is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, and he's the most well-known franchise owner.
Yeah, I think so,
he's also the only owner, really, this is what they were saying on Nick's show earlier, which I think is pretty obviously true. He's the only owner that is the face of the franchise. You don't have a lot of... You have some where you may know them a little better. You know, Robert Kraft, because of all those championships, people around the country started to know who he was. And if you're a big football fan, you know who a lot of the owners are. But as far as being the face of the franchise, it's Jerry Jones in
Jerry
Dallas.
Jones, right.
He makes the decisions. He acts as the general manager.
He's the most popular owner, for sure.
And he is the face of the franchise. And a lot of people have said that he is the reason that the Cowboys have struggled. He can't get out of his own way. You know, he needs to hire somebody. That's been one of the big debates. But the Cowboys got their butts kicked by the Lions. And Jerry Jones, now I don't know that that necessarily, you know, is the reason that he's angry, but I would just assume that that doesn't help his mood at all. And he's on a radio morning show, sports station, which I meant to change my voice to do my my sports voice. I don't know what Laszlo's sports voice is. This is
mine. The same one.
This is mine, Jerry. Let me ask you a question. This week's game, you know, lot of ugliness out there. I feel like sports guys have that, but then when you meet them in person, that's just how they talk. So I don't know if they train themselves to do it, and then it just sticks. They're like character actors. Or if the voice came and someone's like, you should do radio, and that's how they ended up there. But don't you think sports guys have a voice? Some of them sound very similar. Anyhow, he's on this morning show talking to some yahoos. Those are not my words. Somebody else's words there. You'll see. He's talking to this morning show on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas-Fort Worth. And they're asking him questions about moves that he made or didn't make. He gets upset by these questions, and I'll just play the clip here.
Jerry, 1970, a little different from this past off season in building the team we're talking about today, which there was a lot of criticism that you guys didn't add, didn't spend, and don't add, and don't spend, and are not aggressive enough with some of the problems that are still haunting the Cowboys today that we see play out on the field. That's the point of talking about the offseason.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
Get a job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any five or ten like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Okay. Right, to be there.
Jerry,
y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
What?
Now, listen.
Not going over the what?
The rights? Not going over the rights? What does that mean?
All the right things I did?
Oh, yeah, because he said the
wrongs.
Yeah, he said, well, you think I'm going to throw all the good out with the dishwater? Isn't it bad?
If you're going to mention all the wrongs,
mention the good.
A lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners. And I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened Sunday.
Okay. So I think the headline is because he says, I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be Mr. Billionaire Defender here, but I didn't take that as I'll have your jobs. I think he's saying I'll go on someone else's radio show, isn't he? I mean, couldn't that be what he means?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying it.
I'll get somebody else to ask.
I'll get somebody else to ask.
He's just whatever. He's frustrated. His team sucks.
Yeah, he's in a bad
He doesn't want to be called on for the dumb decisions he made, like paying Dak Prescott $70 gazillion.
It's tough.
And the dude sucks.
It's tough. Right. And you're on the phone with these radio guys. Right. As a radio guy, I can't imagine how frustrating that must be for a person of status. You know what I mean? Like a very wealthy person of status
to
wake up.
Well, I give the radio guys some credit because it is hard if you're like, I mean, I can't imagine, like 96.5 The Fan. It's hard for them to, I guess, you know, I mean, recently it wouldn't be hard. You'd be like, why are you guys so great? But,
right.
Like, if when they suck, like, it's kind of hard to be like, hey, you know, Lamar Hunt.
Why did
your team
anybody?
Sucks and why do you keep paying Tyler Pelko money? Like, that's not easy.
No.
Because he can be like, well, I don't want to be on your radio station anymore. And then your boss can be like, why'd you ask him such hard questions?
And that can happen. That can absolutely happen to anybody. And I mean, that just makes sense. I don't think you have to be in radio or
TV.
Right.
And so I think that's what he's doing. He's threatening him with that.
He is.
And so, you know, whatever, man. You're a big boy. You're Jerry Jones. You go on TV. You go on the radio. You didn't have to do this interview.
That's my thing. Is he contractually
like, I don't
want to
do it.
Something?
I don't want to do it.
Or you could, just say, I don't want to do it.
It doesn't matter how much contractually involved you is. You can just tell the radio station, I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm busy today.
Well, yeah, you could hang up.
We'll do it next week.
You
right?
can not call in at all.
Right. If you hang up, now you look even more like a prick. So,
but couldn't you just say, I don't want to go over all that. We don't have to go over everything.
Well, there's a million ways you can answer it, of course. Like, hey, a lot of rights, a lot of wrongs, but what we're focused on now is the future. Of course. But he's pissed. His team's no good, and they just got embarrassed by the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Lions are pretty good.
Okay, but, like, that's not what you want.
I get it.
For any team to be like, you know, Chiefs fans about crap their pants, and the Lions beat them by one.
Yeah.
In the first game of the year, not 49-7 or something.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to get demolished by the Lions. That's just not a thing. And, look, I'm a huge Lions fan, my favorite team. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year, but still. You're not like, hey, we lost 49-3. Oh, really? Who'd you lose to? The Chiefs? They're good. Like, no, the Lions.
Yeah.
The what?
I get it.
So you don't want that. So he's pissed. And the guy's asking him questions. So, right.
He doesn't like. I think if you've ever been around a rich person, you yourself probably kissed that rich person's ass.
Of course.
How could you not? And you say, I'm not going to do it. But then you do. Because it just comes instinctually as an American that as soon as you're around someone with wealth, you think, I'm going to kiss this person's ass.
And how do you just ask this guy, like, a real question?
Right. And
like,
so
how do you ask
a question
like, hey, let's talk about all the mistakes you made. The guy, I'm guessing he pays for, or you make, your station makes a ton of money by having the Cowboys on it.
Right. Well, that's.
And this interview makes the station a lot of money. So this guy's trying to be nice to him, but he asks him some tough questions. And he's like, I'll get you fired, you little bitch. You're like,
which
all right, well, forget
say.
It. Let me reword that question, Mr. Jones. With all the brilliant things you've done.
Right. How much does it hurt to make a mistake? Yeah.
I don't understand. It really is besides me.
We're all confused.
We're all confused because I look at it on paper. I go back, and we could count all the wrongs and all the rights, but all I see are rights.
Yep.
Looks to me like you did everything right.
I don't know who
Ezekiel Elliott would be too old?
Nobody.
I mean, he played for the Patriots last year and, you know, ran for like 7 yards total. He's 100. But on paper, it looked like a really, you know, bring him home. He's really going to rejuvenate. Like, come on. What are you going to say to the guy? That's why.
But you do have to be careful if you're in radio because, like you just said, having that interview is big for the station.
Of course.
Having access is huge. A sports station needs that access, just like a news station needs that access.
Of course.
And if you lose it, it's a bad spot to be in.
Especially if it's a station, I don't know if it is, but especially if it's a station that plays the games.
Yeah.
That's part of the perk of paying them or whatever to be
a partner.
Yeah. To be a partner.
That's what I
figured.
We have
Mahomes on and Andy Reid on down.
Yeah,
like
that's part of the perk. And the other station is like, oh, man, we don't get those guys on. That's part of the perk.
Yep. So you don't. That's a big deal. If I'm one of those guys doing that interview and he's getting that upset, I'm nervous. I don't care how ridiculous it might seem to people. I'm still nervous in that moment.
Of course.
And it's not. I don't just mean uncomfortable, nervous that this is bad radio. I mean nervous like, oh, damn it. Is this going to blow up in my face?
I'm not nervous that really it's bad radio because it's good radio.
It's good radio because we're talking about it.
Seeing
it was all over TV today.
Seeing him lose his cool is good radio, but you're like, you know, I could just see me getting called. I mean, I've been calling bosses offices over a corn maze.
I know.
Over a stupid corn maze, which I didn't even say. I didn't even say anything. I just see you get lost in there and kidnapped. And they're like, don't talk bad about the corn maze. Apologize to the corn maze. That's not the Dallas Cowboys.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's
some schmuck in overalls comes in like, make him apologize to me. And they're like, Lazo, get up there and apologize. And I'm like, are you kidding me? That's not Jerry Jones.
You did
Jerry
it, though.
Jones of course I did.
You apologized to the corn maze.
I apologized to a corn maze. This guy, right? I mean, that's not Jerry Jones.
No.
So he's nervous.
You're absolutely
Jerry Jones
nervous.
Jerry Jones is like, I'll get somebody else.
And your like, boss is like, what did you do? And you're like, I don't know.
I just asked him
a question. Right. And so you don't ask those questions.
You asked him why he was bad at his job, and you're like, yeah. Like, well, you know, you can ask him why you don't have yours anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
What would you do to try and get back your lost $527 million?
About anything.
Just about anything.
Yeah.
It's a substantial amount of money. That's life-changing money there.
Of course.
It's enough to really get things going.
$527 million?
Yeah. I could start a business and finally be successful.
Enough money for me to tell Jerry Jones to go F himself.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. I mean, I know these days everybody wants to be a billionaire, but I'd take the 527. I think that's a lot. I could figure out how to live on it.
Well, of course you could.
In the UK, we talked about this guy a while back, but he and his partner, he was mining Bitcoin back in 2009.
Mm.
And, early days.
Travel out west and mine some Bitcoin.
So this guy, he had some sort of business partner and, it's a very bad business partner. I mean, look, everybody makes mistakes, but this business partner apparently is the one who accidentally took this hard drive and threw it in the recycling bin. So it went out with the trash. And on that recycling bin, at the time, he had the Bitcoin would have been worth, I mean, a lot. It was a bad mistake then because it would have been worth like $1 million, I think, when he threw it out. Now it's worth about $527 million because it's like 8,000 Bitcoin, which I don't know how much Bitcoin you own, but 8,000 is a lot.
About right around there.
That's a lot. So $527 million.
I don't own any Bitcoin.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I thought after Matt Damon said to buy it.
I bought Doge.
He bought Doge.
Oh,
that's
right. I have 3 million Doge, which is worth about
$60.
Well, it's something, though, that and your AMC stock. One day, buddy. They have nowhere to go but up.
Well, that's true.
I mean, what, are movie theaters not going to succeed and be huge?
How could Doja Cat not be big?
Exactly. They're two guarantees.
Yeah.
You got it. You just got to wait it out. Patience, my friend. Sokin will tell you that. Any smart businessman like himself will tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
So, 8,000 Bitcoin goes out with the garbage. Obviously, he's a little upset. He wants to go get this hard drive and see if he can retrieve it, if it's smashed, if it's broken, whatever, see if there's some way to retrieve these 8,000 Bitcoin. I don't know which is the worst situation to be in. So you mentioned the guy earlier who had the essentially hard drive, the wallet that he couldn't access because of the encryption, he couldn't remember the password, and after you access it a certain number of times, it will destroy everything that's on the drive. That guy, or the guy who has to go dig up landfill to try and find your hard drive. Things can be found in landfills. I mentioned the E.T. documentary about the video game, the Atari video game. When bodies, when they think someone's been murdered and possibly they were thrown in a dumpster, there have been police organizations that have gone out and they do these very methodical, organized searches of the landfills, and they go layer by layer, and they can find these things. And here's the thing. This guy said, obviously, I'm going to pay for it. I'll pay for it. I put together a team. It's going to take a really long time. Like, it might take 36 months. It's going to cost a ton of money, but I'll pay for it. And then when I get the Bitcoin, I will share some of that Bitcoin with the city. Now, this is happening over in Wales, and the city council over there is like, no, you can't do it. Something to do with environmental concerns.
Mm.
Environmental concerns? I mean, this is ridiculous. The guys,
what are the environmental concerns?
They don't say. They just say over environmental concerns. Hmm. I guess maybe releasing methane, things like that, making it stink. I don't know. Seems ridiculous. If this guy's going to give you 10%.
It's already in a landfill.
Right. You already threw it in the ground.
Right.
I mean, how scientific can this be? You roll over with the steamroller, you put another layer of crap over it, roller, put some concrete over it, go to the next spot, right? You know what they do?
But he knows that that's where it is.
Well, so what they can do is landfills are very organized, actually. They don't just take the trash out there and throw it. They know, okay, if a truck came on this day and picked it up from this part of town, then it would have been the trash would have been dumped in this spot in the landfill.
If it wasn't in there, would you be satisfied with that? Or you'd be like, oh, it could have gone.
Well, it's a big area. It's not like it's a very specific, but it's not like you're searching the entire landfill necessarily, because they should have a general idea of where the trash would have been thrown out on that day from that area and what part of the landfill they were using. So that's how they've found things in the past, like bodies and other things that they've looked for. So it sounds like that's what this guy was going to do. He's going to pay for all of it. There's $500 million at stake here. But the city council's like, nah, environmental concerns. So he says, you know what? I'm suing you. I'm suing you for $647 million for blocking me from digging up my hard drive with my Bitcoin on it. Why $647 million? I don't know. They said his Bitcoin's worth $527 million. So why $647 million? Not really sure. Maybe just, you know, you got to get your money back, but then you've also got to teach them a lesson.
Suffering?
Maybe it's pain. They don't say anything about pain and suffering. They don't say anything about teaching them a lesson.
Punitive?
But that's got to be what it is. Yeah, you have punitive damages.
For being such bitches?
Right.
I feel like if I was a city council member, it doesn't matter. This can't be a huge city. I feel like no matter what, if they were like $500 billion, I'd be like, I would absolutely be one of those guys on the council and went to them and like, look, they're going to vote you down, bro. But I got you. You find that thing.
Right.
It's $10 million.
Yeah.
I'm going to scream and shout and make sure this thing gets passed. Even if I thought they were all going to vote yes, I'd be like, $10 million when you find it.
Well,
I mean, that's pretty easy.
And I'll tell you, that it is.
And what's he going to be like, no?
Right. Of course. Of course not. He's a city council member. Doesn't matter what city it is. And they're saying, like, it's not just that it's an environmental thing. It is that it's an environmental thing. But because it's an environmental thing, like, you can't get the permits to dig it up. Well, how do you think people get permits to do things?
Get them.
They pay people off. How do you think you get a permit to open a casino? You pay politicians to give you the permit. That's how things work here. That's how the founders set this country up. It's very simple, basic stuff here.
Yeah.
You learn it. Now, I know this is another country, but it was modeled, you know, quite a bit off of what they're already doing over there. It's got to work the same. Just pay these people.
Grease. I'm a councilman. I'm sure I can probably get you the permit anyway.
Yes.
$10 million.
Yes, get the permits.
$10 million, I'll get you in there.
Get the permits. And he already said that he was going to give the city a bunch of this money anyway. We know he's got a bunch of money to actually search for this stuff because he's putting together his
team. How did he get that money?
He's rich. I guess he is a pretty successful business person somehow. Maybe he has some other Bitcoin.
I wonder if they were all on the come too.
But I don't know.
Like, hey, you know, if we find it, you get this.
Well, according to him, you're like, well, what are the odds that you'll find it? Because it's according to his team. His team says, based on the information they have, that they say there's an 80% chance that they would be able to retrieve the drive. Now, whether or not it's broken, they have no way to know. You know, if it's like an irreparable damage, they couldn't know that. But actually finding it, they claim it's an 80% chance.
When I arrived yesterday, they basically told me that...
This was from the news when he first threw it away and was trying to get it back.
When I arrived yesterday, they basically told me that anything that goes into the household scrap bin is compressed and buried. I just wish I could go back in time and throw that drive away. I don't have the resources, the funds, or the manpower to start that, especially without the guarantee of, you know, receiving money at the end, because, as you know, we're on a landfill site. There's a potential to find the drive. Is it still working? Can the data be recovered? When I went up to the landfill site yesterday, my first thought was, I've got no chance.
So that's what he was saying back when this happened. And he's also, you heard him say, like, we don't have the resources. I'm wondering, too, did he convince people, like, hey, there's $500 million at stake here. Could you get people to volunteer?
Yeah, why not?
We'll be part of this team. What cut am I going to get?
Yeah.
Because part of me thought that the 80% chance thing could just be something that he told the team to say to try and increase the likelihood that they'd let him try and get this thing.
What if he has I don't know what the team is. Like, what's the team? Just like guys who work in construction? Or is there some sort of genius here? How did they come up with the 80%? Like, who would know what the percentage is that you would find a small drive
in
a landfill? Like, there's
sanitation people. Because it's 100,000 tons of garbage that they said they would have to excavate. Mm. That seems like a lot. I think a ton is a lot. I think that's...
You do?
I do. I think it's... Hundreds of pounds? Thousands. A couple thousand, probably.
I think two.
Yeah.
You're
talking
about
multiple thousands.
How much does a car weigh?
Thousands. Oh, a couple tons. A ton and a half.
So it's about 50 cars worth of trash? I feel like we could dig that up.
It seems like something we could do, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
especially for $500 million. These people have to be, his team has to be, you're right, like former sanitation, at least some of them, because what else would make you an expert in finding this stuff? You'd have to know something about this. They said it would take 18 to 36 months to carry out, and then they said it would take another year for them to, I guess, basically put this trash back the way that it goes and get it all cleaned up to the environmental standards. But the city's saying no, so he sued them for $647 million. I'm trying to think what I wouldn't do to try and find my lost $527 million, and there's really very little. I mean, kill someone. That's really your, that's where I'm drawing the line. It's basically saying, and it's for a chance.
Who would I kill him?
You would kill someone?
Five for $500 million?
Yeah. A chance at $500 million. You kill someone.
80% chance?
80% chance that you find it, but does it work? You know.
Yeah.
Okay, do I know the person?
Man, who am I killing? That's the thing. Who am I killing?
I don't know. You can kill that guy that you hate so much in Idaho.
Oh.
Koberger.
Yeah.
Yeah. For $500 million?
Yeah.
Not even.
If it's guaranteed $500 million, then for sure.
Not guaranteed, but for 80% chance that you could find the drive.
I think that if it's innocent, I'd kill him.
Okay, I've had a feeling you were going to say.
Well, why it's $500 million?
I understand it's a human life.
Like I can't get caught.
Well, that, we didn't say that.
Okay, well, now you're putting more risk at it. I have to go to jail forever. But
if we're just killing people with buttons, drones.
Right, but I got to shoot this guy in the face.
Yeah, you got to kill him.
Yeah, but I can't get in trouble.
I guess
shoot him right in his face right now.
If you're saying you can't get in trouble, then
you'd shoot him too, right in the face?
Yeah, I would do it too. The whole reason I wasn't doing it is because of the risk of prison.
Right, of course.
I don't know the guy. I'm not worried about his family.
But you
got to
shoot him in the face right in front of him while he's begging for his life.
I think I could do it for $500 million.
I know I could.
We're guaranteeing $500 million now, and we're guaranteeing that
80%.
80% chance that I get the $500 million. So 80% chance that I'd get the money, and 0% chance that I'm going to prison for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll shoot him.
How about Bob? Shoot him in the head?
No.
I like Bob. Bob's a dead man.
Stop it. You would not do that.
I'd shoot Snow Cone in the face for it.
Yeah, I would expect
I believe that you would.
Like, I would not be upset.
I don't actually believe that you would.
I wouldn't.
He's got a
shoot
kid.
Shoot Snow Cone in the face?
You would not do it. He's got a kid.
I'd give his kid $1 million.
Yeah, I understand. No, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's kind of greedy of me
Snow
to say
cone.
No.
Right.
God, you got to stand up for yourself once in a while.
No, you need to give more than $1 million, though.
Okay, fine. $2 million.
Oh, Jesus.
What if you want?
We know he's 10.
Okay, 10
we'll
million.
We'll start at 10.
Well, you're going to be dead.
If he's
going so
to shoot you in the face, you can ask for a little more than that. Jesus.
Well, 10 million is life-changing money for that kid.
Well, maybe.
For any kid.
Maybe. I don't know what his, with inflation and everything, what someone
else. 10 million is a lot of money.
His age is supposed to earn over their lifetime.
Fine. 20 million, but I get to shoot you in the stomach first. Just because I want to.
Got shot in the belly.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.